Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we will meet a history-making new member of the New York City Council. Carlos Menchaca was elected from the Red Hook to Sunset Park area of Brooklyn, becoming the first Mexican-American elected official in New York City. Councilman-elect, welcome to WNYC, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Brian. Good to be here to you.
First, define your district a little more thoroughly than I did, so people know if they're represented by you or where you're from.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Red Hook, Hamilton Avenue, followed by Prospect Avenue south down to about 65th Street, and really it's the 10th Avenue to the water with a little bit of a panhandle that goes up to Bensonhurst. But the core of this is Sunset Park and South Slope in 38th District.
Very sandy-affected neighborhood, right?
Absolutely, especially Red Hook. I mean, really, Red Hook was devastated from every corner, from the NYCHA housing to our small businesses on Van Brunt Street and the Beard Street piers that have so many of the industrial businesses.
How centrally was that to your campaign, dealing with the still lingering effects from Sandy?
Well, you know, the first, on a personal level, the devastation that I saw on the ground immediately when I was on the ground in Red Hook really gave me an understanding about the importance of having city council offices and their members driving some of that grassroots response to something like this. So for me, Sandy was really an impetus to think about how important it is to have good leadership in the city council. But as we are now past a year beyond this, we are still dealing with the effects. Our small businesses are still needing immediate direct grant funding to continue to stay alive. And our residents are still experiencing mold and infrastructure issues in the houses. Our residents are also experiencing issues with rebuilding their homes. And so this is a major issue that I'm hoping and that I will be fighting for in the next city council.
Tell us about yourself. Born and raised in New York?
I was born and raised in El Paso, Texas. I'm a Tejano, and I was born into a family. There's seven brothers and sisters, single parent family. My mom was raised in Juarez, the border city across the river in Mexico, and really that immigrant experience was something very important in how I think about my public service. But really the growing up in public housing, growing up in public schools, and understanding the value of education. My mom put me in Head Start, for example, so I could learn English. And this is the family that I grew up in and was so lucky to go to the Jesuit University of San Francisco in California, where I learned the values of a Jesuit education, and then came to New York for a Coro Fellows program in New York City, where I really launched my public service career.
Is that what brought you to New York, that Coro Fellows program?
Yes, that's the one thing that brought me to New York, and I'm so thankful for that organization for bringing me to New York, but also for really giving me a good base for understanding how we get stuff done in a city when we bring multiple sectors together to understand an issue and move that forward.
How long ago was that you came?
Oh, it was 10 years ago.
How different was it growing up in public housing in Santa Fe than what you see of public housing in New York City?
Well, I grew up in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, I'm sorry.
But the public housing, it's a lot more concentrated in New York City, but it experiences the same issue. We had a lot of drugs growing up. There's just a lot of bullying, not a lot of services. There were issues even with language and understanding how families that didn't speak English can access those. So those are all things that were very very alive and part of my experience growing up, but what I see today. So really combing through the entire district, I saw myself at these doors when I was talking to parents, when I was talking to young children that would translate for their parents in the Chinese community. And so I really relate to the issues that are happening right now in Sunset Park and Red Hook in the 38th District.
How Mexican, how diverse in general is your district?
Oh, it's incredibly diverse. You know, we have about 35% of our population are an Asian population, mostly Chinese. These are new immigrants. We have about 48% Latino, with, you know, various different Latino families from Puerto Rico, Mexico, El Salvador, Ecuador, and so we have a really rich, you know, pan-Latino community. But we also have a lot of African American and white families that live in the district as well. So it's a big range of families and the different needs that we have that are putting pressure on our public schools and making and really needing things like local jobs and making sure we have access to that as this economy changes.
My guest on WNYC, Carlos Menchaca, just elected on Election Day as the first ever Mexican-American member of the New York City Council. You've been hearing him talk about his Sunset Park, Red Hook, and thereabouts district in Brooklyn. Rising in influence in city council right now is the Progressive Caucus, led by Brad Lander of Brooklyn, among others, which was always to the left of Christine Quinn on stop and frisk and paid sick leave and other issues, and is expected to rise from about 12 members of council to about 20 out of the 51 members. Will you join the Progressive Caucus? Is that your intent?
I, from the beginning, have been very clear about my progressive values and will be joining the Progressive Caucus as we really move these issues of having a fair budget and making sure we have a stronger paid sick leave legislation, bringing more equity into how we put funding into our council districts. So, yeah, absolutely. This is a team that I call home, and I can't wait to bring more energy into that process.
A competition is on, as you know, for the job of speaker, chosen by other council members. I guess that would be one of your first votes once you take office in January. And one of the candidates being from the Progressive Caucus, Melissa Mark Viverito from East Harlem. Do you support anyone for speaker as of right now?
I'm talking to everyone, Brian, and what's exciting about this is that I'm bringing them all to the district. I really want them each to understand the needs through our eyes, me as the city council member-elect, but also through some of the residents. And so for me, it's important to engage every single one of these, because these are, at the end of the day, my colleagues, and I want them to understand the needs of Red Hook and Sunset Park and the rest of the district. And so I'm really inviting them all to come to the district and understand this directly.
We talked in our last segment about the steep decline in both murders and stops and frisks in the city in recent months. Stops and frisks down 80% in the July through September period. Is it something that you're aware of in your district? Did you have a sense already that that was happening?
Well, I think the important thing about this conversation is that the stops and frisks are one element, and I'm so proud of the city council for doing what they did in the last session. What we need to move and expand the conversation is how communities are interacting with our police department. And in Red Hook, there are still issues today about how the police department is interacting. And this is also happening with the immigrant communities in Sunset Park. And so I want to be working with the police departments to increase collaboration and bring that police community policing model into our community.
When you say proud of what the city council did, one of the things the council did was to pass that bill that would make it easier for people to sue if they feel that they've been racially profiled. And critics of that say that might be leading to NYPD officers not being as legitimately aggressive as they might be out there to prevent crime because they're afraid they'll be sued.
Absolutely, and I hear that concern greatly. What I also hear around that is making sure that we address that issue so that police officers have the right training to make sure that that does not happen. And that's part of a funding. We need to make sure that we fund the NYPD so that they're adequately training their police officers and that we increase the number of police officers. So again, this is not just a black and white issue on that piece, but really understanding how holistically the NYPD can be a better force, a force working with communities like Red Hook and Sunset Park.
Is it important to you that you're the first Mexican-American elected official in New York City, and is it important to the city?
Absolutely. So many of the issues that I had been working on in my years of public service always understood the value of having the people that are affected by a policy in the room, and being a Mexican American, being proud of who I am, being an openly gay person is such an important thing to have in the room when we're making policies. And so for the Mexican community, that has been so wonderful, not just in the 38th District, where so many of the mothers in the community came out and helped. And these are undocumented moms, most of them, that were part of this campaign. But beyond Sunset Park into the Bronx and even in from New Jersey, people from everywhere came and helped make this campaign a very special campaign. So this is important not just to me, but for the people of this city. And I'm hoping to bring the immigrant issues that we're facing in this city into a new spotlight, into the city council, and make sure I work with my colleagues to get things done.
What kinds of immigrant issues, mostly?
Well, there's so many issues around language access, and there's a lot of barriers right now that the city should be dealing with head on. We want to make sure that our entrepreneurs have a voice at the table when we're thinking about how resources go to start new businesses. For example, I was just at the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce this morning talking to leaders within the chamber, like Carlos Chisora, who really understood the value of having our immigrant population resourced. And that's something that I want to be working in a multi-sector approach to get things done specifically for immigrants. Our schools are overcrowded in our immigrant communities, and we need to make sure that we forecast the needs for new schools, and that's something that Sunset Park is asking for today. And they've been asking for that for a long time now.
By the way, did you see that the New Jersey Senate just passed a bill to allow in-state tuition for people here illegally at Rutgers and other state universities if they grew up in New Jersey, you know, if they meet the usual residency requirements? We have that in New York for both CUNY and SUNY, don't we?
We do. But we need to expand the way that we bring that information and outreach to our communities. And so many times when I was out on the doors talking to folks, they would ask me for resources similar to this, and they didn't know where to go. And so the city council office is going to have to be a place for us to bring those resources and that ability to access education, healthcare, and entrepreneurial resources to our communities. And so we'll be bringing that kind of information to the community directly through the city council office.
Carlos Menchaca, part of the incoming freshman class in the New York City Council, as many council members left as a result of term limits. Actually, you defeated an incumbent, didn't you?
That's right. I was the only one in the city council to defeat an incumbent.
And he's also the first Mexican-American elected official in New York City. And am I right, you're the first openly gay city council member from Brooklyn?
From Brooklyn, that's right.
You would think that would have happened already.
You know, it was a long journey for Brooklyn to get to this place, but you would have thought.
Well, good luck in council, and we'll talk to you many times, I hope.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, still to come today. $4 billion of the record $13 billion J.P. Morgan Chase settlement is supposed to go toward relief for struggling homeowners. We'll tell you who might qualify and how. And by the way, we'll also ask, is there really a more important way to spend the other $9 billion? Plus, culture critic Hilton Alls today on his new collection of essays with the provocative title White Girls. It's a black gay man's meditation on oneness, otherness, and love. And Biographics, How Americans, that's B-U-Y, O-Graphics, How Americans Are Changing Our Shopping Habits, all coming up.